Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. We're catching up with Coley here on a Sunday Father's Day game. Saudis and Rockhounds, the last day of the first half. Coley, today the team has a chance to win 8 straight games for the first time in franchise history, sweep a home series for the first time in franchise history. What a great Father's Day gift that would be for you, huh?
Being here in the baseball field is already a great Father's Day for me, trust me. When I keep doing what I love to do, with a great environment, good people, I just being blessed, man. If that happens today, amen, and, you know, it should be fine to put all this on the books and the history for the South Poodles.
What do you think, if you can pinpoint a couple things, has been the biggest key to winning this week 5 times in a row against Midland?
Pitching and defense. I think the boys are throwing strikes. They're working ahead in counts. We're not walking many guys. And they're competing well, man. Like, it's a great combination when we play good baseball all the way around. And you can see the result. Now when the other team scored 2 or 3 runs, we feel like we're not panic mode at all. You know, because I know we want to bounce back and fight all the way too.
Crisantes, wow. You hear before he got here about, oh, this guy can really hit. He's got really natural hitting ability. And I think this is beyond what anyone thought he would be maybe at the start of his AA career coming off injury.
He's a pure hitter, man. He's one of the best hitters we have in the org. And he, you know, he just needs to stay healthy. And I know he's working so hard and continue to do the little things that's going to help him staying in the game for a long time. And, you know, it's just fun. He just doesn't chase. You know, he put the ball in play, he drives the ball, and he used all the field. And, you know, he's just a great hitter.
And this month of June has been so good for Drew. And I think, really, for him, it starts with not expanding the strike zone at all. He's taken a ton of walks, and he's hitting pitches that are strikes really hard.
That's what he's supposed to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But he's so young, he's still learning. You know, it's the biggest jump for me in baseball, from high A to double A. It's better pitching here, so now he's become more mature, patient, trying to hit the pitch he's looking for, and he's delivering so far. So, you know, I'm happy for him because, you know, this game is so hard, and he's an incredible defender, and he can run the bases so perfect, and that's the little thing he needs to improve to become a big leaguer. If he hit just a little bit more, no doubt he's going to be at Chase Field anytime.
More starting pitching success this week. Shorty again last night, gets us through a game in 1 hour and 58 minutes. Izzy the night before that. And I thought Egan early in the week, after giving up the back-to-back homers early, really settled in. But those three guys have really been the backbone of the rotation.
No doubt. You know, we've been lucky and blessed. Those kids are now making good adjustment. A lot of credit to my pitching coach, Gabby. Like, he spent a ton of hours watching videos, helping the guys learn how to move properly before they deliver the ball, you know, like doing all different kind of drills in the mound, here in the gym. And, you know, you can see the difference on these guys. And Shorty last night, I don't even know how to explain this because, you know, we know he's not a power pitcher, but he know how to pitch, and he just delivered it every outing.
No doubt about it. Today's Father's Day. I hear you talk a lot about how you have your own family and you have your baseball family here, your kids that you're raising. And one of them, Jose Cabrera, is pitching at Chase Field right now. And I don't know what the current result is, but when I walked in this office, it was 3-0 on the board for him. That just has to make you so proud. And what an amazing human being for that to happen to.
This is my fourth time I manage him. You know, and it's like my kid. It's like my son. You know what I mean? You watch these kids every day. When they come here, we spend a lot of time together. And before you know it, they're already on TV. And a special moment for all of us as an organization. You know, it's one of the kids, like, always have confidence, always smiling, super happy. Everybody love him. And now he's performing in the big stage. So I'm so proud of him. I'm so happy for him. And I hope he get the W.
Me too. Colina, happy Father's Day. Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.